This past year, the largest single purchase of a propane-powered vehicle was announced by UPS, 1,000, that utilizes their 6-liter engine with clean fuel system. And we're very fortunate to have those on hand today. And we're going to spend a little time with each one. We're going to work our way from left to right, or from your perspective, right to left. I'm going to ask Bob Patchla and Brad Chantry, if you will, come join me. And they're going to walk you through powertrain integration, who they are, what they do, the success they've had, not only with their 6-liter, but with your 8-liter as well, right?
Yep. So Michael said, my name is Bob Patchla with Powertrain Integration. I didn't know you were 22 years in the industry. You said you're way too young for that. So I've been in the industry, the alternate fuel industry, for 31 years this month. All that we're doing is building on something that has been successful throughout the years. In the 80s, I put thousands of propane units on the road. In the 90s, I put thousands of propane units on the road. In 2000, thousands of units on the road. So we didn't do anything much different now. As Michael said, we are doing the 8-liter, which is a brand new engine. We are working with General Motors on an 8.1-liter, which went out of production. Left a big gap in the marketplace, and we worked with General Motors to develop a new engine, which is an 8-liter. It was just released into production in June of this year, and that is going into the Freightliner S2G. It is going into the Thomas Bus school bus, and Freightliner just announced at the BusCon a few months back that they're going to be putting that into a shuttle bus. And their chassis actually won Best in Show at BusCon in Indianapolis this year. So we're very proud to be part of that. As Michael said, UPS, that's, in my opinion, probably the most watched managed fleet in the world. And they look at every way to send save a penny. And we were working with them on an array of alternate fuels. And when they really took and studied LPG auto gas, typically what they'll do is put units into a fleet and test it, 20, 30, 50, 100 units, and you'll hear from them 2 or 3 years later. Well, in this case, we put the fleet in production, 20 units, the fall of last year, and at NTA this year, they made the announcement to build 1,000 UPS step vans, and I'm going to ask Brad, we're what, finishing up like 900 or so right now? So over 900, and that's been just a great, successful program. So we look forward to our relationship with Freightliner as a good quality manufacturer of product. We look forward to the relationship with PERC and our fuel system supply partner, Clean Fuels USA.
One of the things, I was very fortunate to attend the UPS pilot reviews. And if you know anything about UPS, as Bob said, they have every alternative fuel you can imagine in their fleet, so they have data. And the things that came out of those pilot reviews, number one, it was the easiest alternative fuel they've ever transitioned into their fleet. Number two, it was the easiest installation of infrastructure of any alternative fuel. Number three, there were no buildings modified, no new buildings constructed to handle maintenance and repairs. And compare that to CNG, LNG, hybrid, electric, biodiesel, diesel that they have in their fleet. That speaks volumes for propane. We did receive one complaint. The drivers said that their new propane package cars were too quiet. They needed a dog alarm. With their old diesel and gasoline trucks, they drive into a neighborhood. They knew exactly where the dogs were. With the new propane units, this is no joke. We're also hearing this type of compliment, if you will, on school transportation where safety is paramount. You can actually hear what's going on inside the compartment, and that's extremely important on a school bus or a package car with UPS, as well as outside, whether it be a bus, a truck, someone trying to enter the vehicle. It creates a very safe environment, and folks are just beginning to appreciate that. They didn't realize how noisy diesels really were. So